On the show today, we have Members First very own Nick Kucinich. He is retired president of Member First Credit Union, and he is one of four finalists for Keno's 2021 Credit Union Hero of the Year Award, and you've got to hear his story. It is amazing, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Nick Kucinich from Members First Credit Union. You're a retired president from Members First Credit Union, right, Nick?
Correct. Yep, that's right.
Well, congratulations on that. And another congratulations is in store for you because you're one of the four finalists for Keno's 2021 Credit Union Hero of the Year Award. Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. It's an honor. It really is.
How's it feel to be amongst these other three folks?
Well, when I got the email that I received this, that I was chosen, I thought somebody sent it to the wrong person because I didn't even know I was nominated.
Well, surprise.
So
it was a good surprise.
Surprise.
For sure.
My two children nominated me.
Oh, wow.
Which was very special. It's a big honor to be nominated because there is a lot of great credit union people out there. I've met so many great credit union people over the almost 40 years that I was president here. It's a great honor and I really appreciate it.
Well, let's talk about your career just for a few minutes here, because you actually helped start this credit union 40 years ago out of a basement. I mean, that's credit union spirit.
I didn't help start it really. It was going, it got organized in 1955. So I was only 2 years old then. It was Sub-Zero Credit Union. Sub-Zero is a factory in Madison that makes high-end refrigerator freezers. And they started the credit union back in 1955 because it was hard for these people to get loans from banks. So, and that's when a lot of credit unions were getting started was in the 50s.
Yeah.
So they started the credit union there. In fact, one of the guys who worked at Sub-Zero and started this credit union is still on my board of directors today.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, 65 years he's been on the board, 66 maybe now. He's still on the board. He's my mentor. He's a very intelligent person. His name is Jerry Ring. He was on CUNY Mutual's board for 30 years.
Okay.
He's been on the lead board. So from a very, very small credit union. I took over, I was asked by a lady I was a factory worker at Sub-Zero. I started working in the factory in 1977. And in fact, I joined the credit union in 1977 because I needed a $500 loan for Christmas. And the president of the credit union at that time told me that I was going to have to wait because they didn't have any money. So I waited 3 weeks and he came up to me and he asked me if I still wanted the loan. And I said, yes. So that's how I joined the credit union. Then in 1981, it was like January of 81, this lady comes up to me. She was the first woman ever worked in the factory at Sub-Zero. Mm-hmm. Asked me if I wanted to be on the board of directors. And I told her I didn't know anything about that. And she said, don't worry about it. You'll learn.
Oh, my God.
I said, okay, I'll do it. So in March of 81, I got on the board of directors of Sub-Zero Credit Union. And then December 7th of that same year, 1981, the president of the credit union passed away very unexpectedly. And Jerry Ring asked me if I wanted to take over and be the next president of the credit union.
Goodness.
And I said, why me? He says, because you're interested. He can tell. He said, all you do is ask questions about why we do things this way or why we do it that way.
Yeah.
And so I said, yeah, I'd really like to give it a try. So a guy from the Wisconsin Credit Union League came in and taught me how to do this, do the book work.
Mm-hmm.
And he told us at that time we were on paper ledgers. So we were hand posting all the payrolls, all the general ledgers were on hand posting on ledger cards. And he told me at that time when he was teaching me and he looking at the books, he said, you really should merge this credit union. And I said, just give me a year. Let me see what I can do with it. So first off, I went to the next board meeting and I said, there's two things that are going to happen. Nobody's going to wait for loans anymore. If somebody wants a loan, we'll borrow the money for half.
Yeah.
And the board agreed to that. And I said, another thing is we need to get this on a computer system because hand posting is taking way too much time and computers can do this. So we couldn't afford a computer on our own. I mean, when I took over, we were 300 members and about 180,000 in assets. So we were a really, really small credit.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jerry Ring went down to Telco Credit Union, which is now Heartland Credit Union in town here, and talked to the president then. It was Joyce Harris. She put us on as a branch on her computer system. She could do that and keep it totally separate.
Oh, my God.
So I would fill out. We had came up with forms. If somebody got a loan, somebody got to save money out of savings or deposits or whatever, I filled out a form. And I took it down to her once a week. And in fact, Val, who's also on the one of the four people, she worked for Joyce at that time.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh.
She entered all my work into their computer system. Val did. So I've met Val. I've known Val for a very long time.
What a small world.
Yeah, it is. It is. So. And then they ran reports and they sent me the reports and it worked great that way. It really worked great. So we worked that way until we could afford our own computer was probably in 1985.
Mm-hmm.
And we spent $3,000 just on the computer itself, which is a lot more. And it was a lot bigger than what the computers are.
Sure. But it's a lot of money. Too,
so it was, that's how I got into the credit union.
Wow. I mean, that's like the cliche, right time, right place type of thing,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Exactly. It is. And in 1990, we merged in three other small, really small credit unions. And I was able to leave my job at Sub-Zero and just work the credit union.
Oh, my God. The whole time you were still working at Sub-Zero and
I was working at the credit union. At night, doing the books at night on weekends and working full time at Sub-Zero. And I would come in, they had three shifts at Sub-Zero. So I'd come in early I was on days, but I'd come in early for the night shift, for the midnight shift.
Right.
And write checks out to them or give out loans to them or recruit new members. And I'd stay late for the second shift, for the forward to midnight shift. And I'd do the same thing. In 1987, I was offered a promotion at Sub-Zero and a desk job up in the office, and I turned it down because if I took it, I'd be off the floor and I wouldn't be able to recruit new members and give out, I wouldn't have the freedom that they gave me to do
that. Good move.
So I turned down the promotion because I wanted the credit union to be my life. I really did.
And wow, and it's certainly paid off as well because, I mean, you just recently retired in November 2020, right?
Yeah, I just recently retired because in 2019 in July I found out I had cancer.
Oh no!
Yeah, I had it's called MDS.
Yeah.
And it's a pre-leukemia, and so I was getting chemo shots from September of 2019 until February of 2020. And then I went into the hospital and I got a bone marrow transplant.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my son's bone marrow.
Oh, wow.
So, which was pretty, really special. So, and then the doctor told me that it would be at least a year recovery. And I didn't believe it. I said, I'll be back to work in March or April. No, he was right. He knew what he was talking about. So the credit union was going through the COVID thing, like everybody was.
Yeah.
And I just decided they were doing great without me. It's time. I was 67 years old. I said, it's time for me to leave. So I they were doing a great job. And so it was time for me to leave. It was hard to do. It was extremely hard.
Oh, I bet. So are you still like in contact or in an advisory role or anything like that?
I'm volunteering here. Okay. I'm doing collection calls because that's something that I've always been pretty good at. I take it very personally. If somebody doesn't pay us back, I always have, and I still do. I'll work with you all day long. I mean, I know times are tough for people, but don't ignore me. Just don't, if I call or if you call me, if you have a problem, just don't ignore me. I'll work with you all day long.
Yeah. Everybody's got the story. So it's,
and that's fine.
Great to have, have an ear.
So I still come into the office once a week for meetings and stuff, for delinquency meetings, and I still help out wherever they need me. So,
well, may I ask how you are doing health-wise?
I'm doing very well.
Oh,
I'm
doing well done.
I still have a couple issues I'm dealing with.
Sure.
I'm still under doctor's care, and I will be for quite some time, but health-wise, I'm doing okay.
Good job. Well, you look and sound great. So,
I do. I have a lot less stress than I have to deal with right now.
That helps out a lot.
Yeah. And that helps out a lot. So, I went into the cancer deal with a very good attitude, and that's a lot of it. I was going to make it. I was going to come through this and make it. So, and it's worked out.
Well, we're glad you're here. And you've just, this award is, I mean, just talking to you, this is the first time we've spoken. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like incredibly well-deserved. I mean, over the top. I mean, good grief. So, I mean, having said all that and having gone through all these trials and tribulations in your life and the timing and the being in the right place at the right time, what does this accolade mean, not only for you, but your credit union as well? It must be really inspiring to...
It is inspiring. My board is very proud of the fact because we got this honor. It wasn't just me, it's the board, the staff, the members. Everybody should share in this honor. Because I wouldn't be here without the membership, and I wouldn't be here without my board of directors or my staff. It's a great honor, and it's been a lot of hard work, but a lot of work by a lot of people. So it's great. And I've asked questions from a lot of different people, and I've gotten help from a lot of different credit union people in my time, and I've tried real hard to give it back too. So
yeah, oh, good for you.
And we've done pretty good. I hired a guy in 2000, I think, and he came from CUNA Mortgage, and I hired him, and we started doing mortgages for this credit union and for four other small credit unions. So. And I sold loans to other small credit unions. We have a great loan demand here. So I ended up selling loans to other small credit unions to help them when their loan demand
dropped. Oh, good for you.
So
yeah.
It's been a give and take, and that's the way it should be. That's what credit union people do.
So. Exactly. Well, you are the epitome of the credit union spirit of not only, you know, getting help from folks out there who have helped you throughout your career, but giving it back as well. It's definitely a two-way street, and it's wonderful to have folks out there like you that are giving it back for sure. Cause, we need all the help we can get.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. Oh, this is a fantastic story, Nick. Anything else here to add? I mean, I know you probably got a lot on your plate today, so we don't want to take up too much of your time, but this is wonderful.
I think the best thing the best memories I have with this credit union is when members come up to me and tell me that and thank me for giving them a chance when nobody else would. Yeah. I mean, they come back to me years later and they say, thank you. I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for you giving me a chance way back then. Mm-hmm. And that makes me real proud. And I've stressed that to my employees when I worked here, that we do what you can to say yes. There's not going to be every time you can say yes,
right. But
do whatever you can to say yes. And most of the time, it's really paid off, and we've really been able to help people. And I've helped a lot of people, and a lot of people helped me. I was on the lead board for a number of years. I was on CUNA's small credit union committee for 5 years.
Yeah.
And that was very, very enlightening. It was a great opportunity. I really enjoyed that. I really did.
Yeah, so, as we all well know, is that, you know, the small to mid-sized credit unions are the backbone of the industry.
Absolutely.
So you guys are right there. So thank you.
Absolutely. And now we're 28 million and we're doing very, very well.
Right
we're
on.
Doing very well. So
good to hear.
Things have worked out.
Yeah, well, it certainly sounds like it. You're up for this award. So you're one of the finalists.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. It's an honor.
That's really pretty cool. That's really, really cool. Again, yes.
I remember back in the day when I left Sub-Zero, I mean, I'd go to the companies and I'd have people come to my house all the time. People come to my house at all hours of the day because I need money. And that's fine. I had no problem with that. Everybody knew where I lived.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'd have regular scheduled hours at the companies and I'd go there and I'd do it. And when I printed statements off, me and my kids would sit down and stuff envelopes and,
mail
the statements out. And,
wow.
And so and I got them into it when they were very, very young. So everything's been great. I look back and I've nothing but great memories of doing this. The credit union has been very, very good to me.
Nick, oh. you're the real life. It's a Wonderful Life movie.
Yeah, well,
I'm listening to you talking, I keep seeing that movie in the back of my head.
One thing really keeps me on mind. I had a guy come to me at 10:30 on a Saturday night and needed money. Knocked on my door and he called me ahead of time and told me he's coming. Needed money because his truck went through the ice.
Oh no!
And he needed to get his truck out. So it's what you do. I mean. I wanted the credit union to grow. I wanted to serve the members however I could.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a great experience. It really has.
When you're there for your members will be there for you. That's exactly true.
That's exactly right.
And you're the epitome of that. So thank you so much, Nick. This is wonderful. It's a great story. I think there's a book in here somewhere. I think you might need to be writing. That's amazing.
Well, I don't know, but it's been a very rewarding career, life, and I'm sad it's over, but it's okay. You know,
you're still in the game.
It's time for the next group to take it to wherever they can take it.
Sure, but you're still in the game. You can be a mentor, an advisor, all that type of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I retired, but I got to do something.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And I want to be still involved with the credit union And the next president, Jenny, is great, and she's got a great staff, and I offered to help, and she accepted, and it's working out very well.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like you set the table nicely for her, so good stuff. All right, Nick. Well, thank you again. Appreciate the time, and congratulations again on this award, and to say that this is, well-deserved is definitely an understatement based on what we just heard. So well done, and keep up the good work, and keep up the good health as well.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.